is directed.
It's 7 after the hour, and it's Friday, the 8th of April, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of things going on at DougSteffen.com today, including the video of the guy who cleans the cobra pit.
Not my favorite job.
If you haven't seen this yet, it's been all over the Internet. We decided we'd use it as a heralding way for getting people in to look at things at DougSteffen.com. Also, there is the story in the What's New at DougSteffen.com section, Jennifer, of a Florida teenager who was saved from an alligator because he was wearing baggy pants. You might want to check that out, too. All kinds of, well, shall we have death and destruction all over the place here? Why not?
Why not?
But the thing about the cobra pit is this guy doesn't seem fazed at all. He's cleaning up the cobra pit, picking up their eggs. And they're all there looking at him. Ugh. He picks them up and just moves them around. And they don't seem to be fazed by it at all. And he doesn't seem to be fazed by it.
He's the cobra whisperer.
Apparently, yeah. This is all on the
crazy. Heels of, that's what he is.
Yeah. What do you remember from last week when the cobra got out of the Bronx Zoo or got out of the area in the zoo where the snakes are supposed to be? The thing I've always wondered, do snakes bite other snakes? How do snakes fight?
Yeah, I've seen snakes
fight. I've seen snakes fight.
Yeah.
They stand off at each other and go.
Yep.
Kind of like two women who are upset at each other.
Hysterical.
Not touching that one.
When they bite each other, can they get through? Anybody, an expert in snakes here, 800-510-8255.
Can a snake die of snake poisoning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the question. Thank you, Richie, for phrasing it that way. Can a snake bite another snake and, through its poison, kill it? Who knows the answer to that? Inquiring minds
sure.
Won't know.
Huh? I'm sure it's got to happen.
510-8255.
Neat nature moment yesterday for me and the kids.
Yeah.
We have two owls that are expecting in the woods right
how
behind
do you know
our house.
Expecting?
Because they are protecting this nest like you have never
really?
Seen. And a couple
have their who's been higher than normal? It's a higher who?
No higher who's, just the same old who's as you know we get all the time. And we've heard them, but I've seen them flying through the woods.
Who?
But now they are just standing there guarding the nest.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it's really neat. So if you're one of my Facebook friends, you can go to my Facebook page and you can see the pictures. But the kids were just in awe. I mean, these owls are big.
Big.
Mm-hmm. Neat looking.
Big
really
owls.
Neat.
Boom, 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 boom.
So you don't
boom,
get to see that all the time. Cool.
Big owl.
Okay,
big
so owls. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Doug Steffen is here. And you're here, which is the most important thing. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook as well. I see you're following some stuff on Facebook that Joe the Plumber.
I remember him.
Joe the Plumber
is
likes.
He running for president?
Sarah, no, he doesn't want to, but he likes Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll be in the loser list there.
Yeah.
Interesting, again, that you're a friend and mine, Richie, Donald Trump.
The Trumpster.
Crashing his way up. Yeah, he's working it hard. I also thought it was interesting, as you look at the things that will stay open or not, if the government shuts down. Now, you're in Washington. Maybe I should get this information from you, because I'm supposed to be there next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yes.
But if the government shut down, I'm not going, because I'm supposed to be meeting with some congressmen and a couple of senators about some farm stuff, but it wouldn't be much point to being there. There was a
they'll
clarification.
Still, they'll be here.
Yeah, but they,
they're not
well, they'll
going
be paid.
Home.
That's fine.
Do you think we'll be able to meet with them?
I think it's going to be better. I'm for
really?
It.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I don't think most people should worry about this stuff, but as usual,
they'll do a 12-hour thing. But they'll work it out at midnight, 11:58 tonight. They'll announce a deal.
Yeah, they're pretending like we care. I doubt we'd even notice if they weren't working.
Well, I think that there's the usual stuff. Well, the politicos are
here in D.C., you know, where 75% of all businesses are either
you're right.
government
there,
or
maybe.
Government-based.
Here?
Yeah,
yes. Where
right.
I am
yeah,
in
true.
L.A.?
No. Right. Right.
No, well, I was just saying that the K Street Band, that's the lobbyists. All the lobbyists have their offices at lawyers on K Street, and that's the area that's more affected probably than anything else by all of this stuff. But for the average person, It affects seniors who are getting who are living very tight, and soldiers who live week to week and So there's been a lot of political.
It's not
going to
affect Social Security or Medicare or Medicaid.
But you see, nobody, you haven't had any clarification come out of anybody.
Here in D.C., I mean, they're talking about whose office is going to be open, whether you're going to be able to go to work. The big story here, and it's kind of funny, if there is a shutdown and no government agencies are running on Monday, you still have to go to work to turn in your BlackBerry. And everybody is freaking out at the thought that they may have to go turn their BlackBerry in. Because when you are on hiatus, when the government shuts down, you are not allowed to be emailing back and forth.
Interesting.
So you have to physically go to your office, shut your BlackBerry off, turn it in, and leave.
Right.
And everybody's freaking out about
that.
Why
do they do that?
I guess it's against the rules to have business being done. And
you know what freaked me out most in the last 24 hours?
What?
Roberta Facinelli wants to be friends
on Facebook. I know. What the heck was that?
I saw that this morning.
I saw it last night.
I fell off my chair.
I did, too.
When I saw that. My God.
When I went on it, she has like three friends, and I went, wow. Yeah.
She had six as of this morning.
She swore she would never, ever go on Facebook, so she knows we'll be talking about that.
What do you bet her daughter was helping her?
Without a doubt. That's the only reason. Her daughter's getting into the social networking business.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, Roberta is one of our friends that spends a lot of time with us here on the program. Doesn't happen to show up most of the time in this hour.
She's sleeping.
You guys should friend her and then send her a message that says, I just stole your identity.
That'll fix her up. All right, so anyway, the 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck Japan. One of my friends in the talk radio world is a guy named Jeff Bolton who's on in Dallas. He went to Kuwait. Well, I actually went to Iraq. We both went to Iraq and Kuwait together on that trip a couple of years ago. That was, my God, Richie, that was 2 years ago this week.
Really?
And I went to Iraq. That was 2 years ago this week. I just thought of that. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
2 years ago. My God. Anyway, this situation, nobody talked about the earthquake because we were so busy being scared about the radiation. No one talked. He's doing his program from there, and he's going to describe in a moment how it felt because he's there and he's doing his radio program. So we'll listen to him as he's in the hotel doing his program while the building is going through this 7.4 magnitude earthquake.
Wow.
He's on the air
while
the earthquake is taking place. All right, we'll have that for you in a moment. 14 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
It has everything you need to build the body of your dreams, to start the life of your dreams.
Start improving your body and life with Fitness Made Simple's New You Special, an exclusive offer only available by calling the toll-free number on this commercial, 1-800-717-0346.
I totally do. It really works.
I was ecstatic.
It really has changed my life.
You put it together. It worked for me. It could work for anybody.
Order the New You special today and get fitness celebrity John Bainsdale's breakthrough new DVD featuring his best workouts for sculpting six-pack abs. Get John's new book, our best-selling fat-burning workout DVD, and the Fitness Made Simple motivational music CD, all for just $29.95. You won't find this offer anywhere else. Call 1-800-717-0346.
Change your body, change your life with Fitness Made Simple.
Call 1-800-717-0346 now.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The focus on Japan this week has been, as usual, the news media trying to scare the hell out of you. Don't eat anything. And the stuff that's being grown or that has been grown in Japan, I think you got to stay away from it. But more importantly, there's this whole business about understanding earthquakes. And after listening, I want to play the whole excerpt, so we'll do that in a few minutes. But these are Americans who are in Japan. As a matter of fact, here's one fellow describing the quake as he experiences it firsthand.
Well, I was in bed. I think it was just before midnight here. I was in bed asleep. I was listening to my iPod, and I felt, before I was listening to my iPod, and then I fell asleep, and then I felt a small bit of the earthquake, just a little shake, and it wasn't a big deal. We've had a lot of aftershocks. And then it got bigger, and I said, oh, come on, please, not another one. And then it had that big feeling that it's hard to explain, but it feels like you're on a freight train, and it's out of control and going down a hill. Mm-hmm. And everything started shaking, and I just panicked and didn't film this one. But I ran to the door, and all my friends in the apartment building were also outside waiting.
There have been a lot of journalists over there who have been talking to the locals about the earthquakes and what's going to happen. What you haven't heard this week, but you will if there are people with integrity, the earthquakes are, there are people who don't want to say this out loud because they think it's going to destroy the infrastructure, or it'll destroy the economy of Japan. Destroy the economy of the rest of the country. The earthquake problem and how the earth changes, these things don't just happen. The indication, I was talking to somebody who really knows his way around this stuff. The aftershocks after the big one and the fact that they have continued, and this one shot up to 7.4, are an indication these things are going to continue. And the earth over there is going through a major restructuring. And as scary as it sounds, don't be surprised within 4 or 5 years if Japan doesn't even exist. That's how much change there is. That's, I mean, the islands may be destroyed by this, or at least a lot of them may be destroyed by this. That's something that nobody really wants. It scares people, and I'm not in the business of scaring people. We're not there, but we have some listeners in Japan at DougSteffens.com, and so you won't hear anybody talking about that. And there's a may and a possible, and maybe this doesn't happen, but there is a likelihood that with the shift in the plates, the way they happen, the way the plates shift,
it depends on where it settles. I mean, it's going to settle. It's just a matter of what happens
part of
before
the United
it settles.
States.
It'll float across. It doesn't float. It just breaks. The pieces of it break and fall into the sea. You've heard the story about how it moved 13 feet. But there are a lot of pieces on the edge there that just broke off, and with the tsunami, just collapsed into the sea. Anyway, we have Jeff Bolton's experience going through that earthquake coming up here in a moment. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jennifer and Rich and I are talking about the situation in Japan. As I said, a fellow who's a local host in Texas named Jeff Bolton went over there to do his program this week from Japan, and he was on the air when this other earthquake struck. Listen to him describe his experience here.
We are in the middle of an earthquake, and it is a serious one, I think. We are rocking back and forth mightily in Tokyo right now. We are on the 20th floor of this hotel building. We're getting notifications on television. And if I'm remembering what they told us, it's time to really, really – they're just flashing now to all the video around town. They're issuing a tsunami warning. This is not a joke. I'm not being funny at all. We're still shaking. I don't know. Maybe it's been a minute now, guys. The other guys on the crew are in here with me. It appears the epicenter of the earthquake is up around Sendai, where we, goodness gracious. And they are issuing a tsunami warning now as well. So we should be hearing sirens here at any moment. We have stopped shaking for the moment, but the tsunami warning is being issued for what looks to be 300 to 400 miles of northeastern Japan. And we're now beginning to see video feeds of the buildings shaking back and forth. You know, what they told us was if the buildings are shaking side to side, it may be very spooky and it could be dangerous, but if they're going up and down, you better try to get out. So we're going to stay on air with you because I'm not sure that we could get away from where we are anyway. And the shaking appears to have stopped for the moment. Now, we've had a couple of earthquakes since we've been here. Yesterday, I can't remember what day it was, because they've all kind of blended together 12 time zones away from our normal schedule. We were in at a Japanese military base, and we, at the time, I was standing inside. It was an airbase. I was standing in on the ground floor of the airbase. And the tower, the air traffic control tower at the military base. I was on the ground floor, and when I walked in, I had to step over a gap because the building had been shaken loose from the concrete and the pavement around it from a previous earthquake, from the earthquake that happened 3 weeks ago on the 11th. And when the earthquake happened again, the foundation of the building was, we were visibly swaying back and forth, but it passed very quickly. It was only perhaps 3 or 4 or 5 seconds. This earthquake that I just described to you that we just went through about 3 minutes ago lasted more than a minute, and we were shaking in 360 degrees. And now we're beginning to hear warnings. It appears from what we're hearing in Japanese that they are issuing a tsunami warning for Sendai. So this is going to be interesting, to put it politely.
It's really an amazing description, isn't it? How'd you like to be sitting there?
Now, was that
him?
Live, or was he recording it somehow? And if it was live, how were they staying connected?
They're using the same. They're using the internet stuff, same as we do.
That's amazing. They were able to stay connected.
Right. Wow. Most expensive cars: insurance on your car and a poll seeking your input on who your favorite first lady is. Coming up next on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Fact: when pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact, Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Venacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Venacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All natural Venacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Venacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Venacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze-Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze-Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze-Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into hell for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Another day in the life of the United States of America. Coming up, a discussion of insuring your car, some of the things that the insurance companies want you to do. This idea came up a couple of weeks ago. Now it's been underscored as we look at the least expensive cars to insure and the most expensive cars to insure. Maybe there aren't any surprises here. Well, I guess it depends on what kind of a car you're driving and what your attitude is toward driving. At the Facebook page, we've put up a posting that is good information for people who are going to be checking animals as cargo on airlines. We have a new friend, Warren, introduced me to a lady who has a pet patrol here. It's called Possum Pet Patrol, not possum as in P-O. Yeah, no, right now. Possum as in P-A-W-E-S-O-M. You can go to her website. Marie's really lovely, and she took care of Frankie and Charlotte last week while I was gone. Anyway, so she put together some tips, and she has the information. She put it up, so we posted it both, I think, at DougSteffen.com and at the Doug Steffen Show Facebook page. Right, Jen?
Yes. All right, both so pages.
Things that you ought to know. There are very risky things going on that you don't know about. They don't want to tell you about it. They're happy to take your $180 or whatever it is to ship your animal. And then that gets around to the discussion. Maybe some of you heard last week we were talking with Tom Parsons from BestFares.com about the idea he had, which is a wonderful idea, to force the airlines into making certain seats available if you want to take your dog and pay for a seat for your dog in the plane. You're driving, you're sitting in the plane, and I did this with Charlotte once. She sat with me. I've actually done it more than once.
Yeah.
And if your dog is controllable, that is, if you have done a good job or someone's done a good job rearing your pet, then it should be fine. If your pet's an out of control, obnoxious pain in the neck, then it shouldn't be allowed. But Parsons onto something, I think, anyway, here. So there's that for your consideration. Excuse me. Now, also, the folks on The View yesterday were discussing this poll, people being asked who was their favorite first lady. And I would like to know that from you at 800-510-8255. Mrs. Obama, Mrs. Bush, the first Mrs. Bush, Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Eisenhower, Jackie Onassis, Mrs. Roosevelt. No, I mean, you go back to most of the first ladies prior to, and maybe Eleanor Roosevelt was maybe the first lady to become really well known. Everybody agree with me on that? Who remembers anything about any first lady before?
That was Lady Bird, right?
Yeah. Well, no, that was Johnson.
Lady Bird was Johnson.
Johnson.
No, Eleanor Roosevelt was, Eleanor, yeah. I say Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, isn't that it? Okay, so, but you don't have to, I mean, if you have somebody that you know about, maybe President Polk's wife.
Martha Washington was pretty famous.
Okay, yep, all right.
Way, way, way back at the beginning.
800-510-8255. We posted that at Facebook as well. Here are the ladies on The View talking about this poll.
In a poll to find out America's favorite first lady since the Ford administration in 1974, the number one spot went to Nancy Reagan, followed by Hillary at number two, Michelle Obama in third place, which is, you know, it's amazing. You know, when she was first lady, she was vilified by a lot of the media and a lot of folks.
All right. So,
I liked, you know, I thought Laura Bush was a
see,
lady.
See, that's who I would pick, too.
Nah, I wouldn't pick Laura Bush.
Really?
No.
She's just so sweet.
Don't think about the husband. About, just think
okay,
about
her. Just, no, I just don't think she added anything. I just, and I wouldn't have picked Hillary Clinton either. I think that going back to, it just depends on what your values are, that's all.
Well, 800-510-8255.
Well, it doesn't maybe for you, but
I would go, if it were values and I were attaching it to the president, I'd go with Nancy Reagan, and I'm not really a big fan of hers.
Yeah, I'm not either. And I think there are a lot of things about the Reagan years that get masked by those who are lovers of him. There were some great things that came out of that administration.
He's still a great president, but I mean, it doesn't mean she's the best first lady.
Well, but that's the whole thing. What are your criteria? We don't have really stated any. We're just interested to find out who you thought was a great first lady in your opinion in your lifetime. 800-510-8255. There are no standards other than your thoughts, and it could be that you have a different way of looking at it. Who's been the most accomplished? Hillary Clinton, probably.
Michelle Obama,
in terms of,
too. Yeah,
getting things done. Yeah. The more youthful and recent presidential wives have been very active. Mrs. Bush was very, Mrs. Bush, Mother Bush, very active in the family and a strong leader that way, but didn't really play much on the public scale. I've always kind of liked her, frankly. Lady Bird Johnson was nothing.
Ford.
Or anything. Betty Ford.
She got out of a good time.
She also said, by the way, today is her birthday. You really think about this and what was accomplished by the Betty Ford Center and her own problems, and there may have been something there that you could put into a high level of regard and respect. Again, it depends on your point of view. There are no criteria, just who, in your opinion, has been either
Patricia
in your life.
Nixon,
but she didn't do much. She was pretty passive, quiet.
But I'm just trying to think of all the ones in my lifetime.
Good. Thank you for keeping our focus on who the names, what the names are. 800-510-8255. Okay, so last week or the week before, we were talking about this idea that has been put forth by Progressive Insurance. They advertise a lot. I know they advertise a lot here. They advertise a lot on TV. They are one of many of the insurance companies around now who want to start a program to give you a discount if you will let them put an electronic spy device in your car.
Right.
To monitor your driving habits.
Right.
This is one of the largest
nuts,
auto insurance companies, and they have started this campaign for their what they call a snapshot program. In terms of simply putting it, dumbing it down, drivers can elect to install this data recorder in your car. It tracks how hard you brake, how far you drive, whether you drive it in the daytime or at nighttime. Basically, it follows your every move, every second you're in the car, and they'll tell you that you can save $100 or so a year. But Richie and I are too smart for that, and so will you be in saying no. This is a way, this is more Big Brother stuff.
The danger here is now it's an elective.
Yeah, well, okay,
Soon enough, they could say, we require you to have. Mm-hmm. And, I'm sorry, you've had a speeding ticket.
Yeah, right.
If you want us to insure you, you're going to have to put this camera in there.
Yeah.
Hey, and while we're at it, we hear that you go out and have a beer every now and then. We want a breathalyzer in your car.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and while you're at it, we hear that you live in a bad neighborhood. We want
extra locks.
Yeah. You know, and it's, this is where it's going, man. Yeah. Kick it back. Don't let them do it.
800-510-8255. So what do you think the most expensive cars? This is fairly predictable, and I don't think it really digs into somebody's mind too much. The most expensive cars in terms of mainstream availability, according to State Farm, Allstate, Progressive, Geico, Farmers, and Nationwide, the most expensive cars to insure are the BMW High 7 model, 7 Series, and the Mercedes that costs over $100,000. These things can cost up to $10,000 a year to insure. And some of the deals that are available, I mean, you've got a family car, you've got a sedan, you've got a van, low horsepower cars. The way they predicate or will decide on what it'll cost you is how much horsepower your car has. That's how they tell you. If your car has a low horsepower ratio, like 140 horsepower or something like that, it's not going to be expensive to insure. And they have all of this stuff down to a science. Like, they've got more data, they've got more information, they've got more ways to cut a corner than you could possibly imagine. And people ask, okay, how come you can go to Geico or you can go to Progressive? You think about all the ads, Allstate, State Farm, they all say the same thing. We get you the lowest price. Well, who really does give you the lowest price? And that depends on your driving record, as Richie just suggested. Depends on where you live, zip codes. There are some zip codes that are very expensive. The annual premium around the country for a Mercedes of any model is $3,544.
Yeah.
All right. 800-510-8255. Chris has called us on Good Day. Hi, Chris. Welcome. Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday.
So you have an idea about who you think ought to be the who in your mind is your favorite first lady?
I said I like both the Bush ladies, but my favorite would have to be Dolly Madison, because as the British rolled into Washington, D.C., the men were scrambling to get out of town, and she made sure that, you know, the famous portrait of George Washington was saved, got all the important papers, a lot of letters from George Washington, other correspondents. She saved a lot of historical items that we would have lost in the fire had she not held back and, you know, taking care of business while everybody else was, you know, just wanting to get out of town.
I don't remember in what order. I don't remember in what order Madison was president. You remember which president he was?
He was the
fourth or fifth?
Fifth, I think. Fifth. He was after Jefferson, I thought. He would have been the fourth.
Jefferson was three, right? Where are the Adamses?
Jefferson was
before him. The first Adams is second. I can't tell you.
Monroe was after him.
Monroe was after him. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, there was this story about, wasn't it the War of 1812 when the White House burned
down?
That's
correct.
Yeah. Okay. See, we all remember. That's good. So you like Dolly. That's it. I'm glad to hear that, because that brings us back a little. We have the regular day-to-day sort of, okay, the ordinary six-pack of big people that we would pick from. So Dolly Madison in that story is very instructive. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
A good one.
800-510-8255. Dr. Ken around in a few minutes. Let me help you. This is something that Dr. Ken feels strongly about. You hear us talking about your prostate all the time and the worry that goes along with people who have caused their own problem by not getting the checkups and not taking care of your prostate. So if you're running around and looking for the closest bathroom all day every day, you have a problem, and chances are it's a prostate problem. And it's probably not too far gone, so that if you pick up on what a lot of people have done, a very important way to take care of your prostate and your health in general, because the prostate affects all kinds of things in your body, is to get a checkup from a doctor every year, a prostate checkup, and start taking beta prostate. It supports healthy urine flow, healthy prostate function, and healthy sleeping. You don't need a prescription. Millions of bottles of this stuff have been sold around our country and around the world, so you know it is trusted. Here is the choice. You ignore your prostate and get sick, or become a new customer and get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate right now by calling 800-607-7078. That's 800-607-7078. Get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. Be smart and get in on the program. Feed your prostate and make sure that you are staying healthy. It's a very important quotient for your health. I was talking to a friend of mine who's had problems with his prostate for 7 years. He's miserable and wishes he'd have gotten on to this a long time ago when he heard me talking about it. He'll pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. One free bottle of Super Beta Prostate is yours right now by dialing 800-607-7078.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes 3 or 4 times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women, just like me, regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and I wanted to get the story behind the story. Ken, you heard me talking just a minute ago about the psychological side of getting over phobias and fear. A lot of us have them, and they present in different ways. Some of us are afraid of heights. Some of us are afraid of dying. Some of us are afraid of living. Some of us are afraid of dogs. You know, everybody's got their own phobia. What are you afraid of, by the way? You got any fears at all?
Being late for the radio.
Good for you. That's very good. I'm proud of you. Jennifer, what fears do you have?
I don't like snakes.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Heights.
Hi.
I'm okay depending, I don't know, depending if there's a wall in front of me.
So what about this stress hormone, the story again at DougStephan.com, that people are being given? About 9% of adults in the U.S. suffer from various phobias that are incapacitating. And so you change the way your brain is thinking about the phobias. And I wonder if it's as simple. Is this like taking stuff for ADD? Is this like taking medication to sort of change the way the nerves get together in your brain? Is that what this is?
Doug, acrophobia, it's a fear of high places. And cortisone is a hormone that our body makes. We naturally have it. It protects us. It works in many different places in the body. And we've talked about the dangers of excessive cortisone replacement. It can have destroying the muscles, including the most important one, the heart. But this is a study. It was a limited study, only 40 patients. And what they did was they compared it to placebo, and it did seem to help people forget about their fear of heights.
All right. So that's very cool. Help yourself to that information at DougStephan.com. All right. Let's spend a minute talking about how well everybody is doing, from Richie to Roberta to Jennifer on this MetaFast diet.
Ooh, I got exciting news.
Average weight loss is up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. Yes, Roberta, your news is?
I tried on all my summer clothes yesterday because I'm going down to the Bahamas in a week.
Yeah.
And I am into the size 10s.
Wow. And where were you before?
I was at a 14. I was at a 14 at the end of the year. And now I'm into a 10. I couldn't believe it. I was just like ecstatic.
Yeah.
I took all of my 12s and 14s and I stuck them in a bag and I'm giving them away. I'm saying, that's it. I am never going to be 12 and 14 again.
All right. Good work.
Couldn't believe it.
This is the story that you hear over and over again, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, this
very
is
successful, and yeah. I'm glad to hear it. It really works. And there's important news about how obesity can affect the life of your newborns. We should talk about it.
All right, let me just give people the number for MetaFast, the MetaFast diet, 800-506-4115. That's toll-free, 800-506-4115.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Lots of action on the Facebook page today. Doug Steffen Show, go there. Doug Steffen Show Facebook page. Jennifer's there. Richie's there. I'm there. You're there. We're having a poll on the favorite first lady. Your opinion of that. A couple of other things that I'll point out to you in a second or two. First, though, as we focus here on technology and living better, using some of the great stuff that's available to us, not necessarily the idea that I put forth a few minutes ago about having one of those meters in your car to measure everything that there is. That's a no-no. However, there are a lot of things that are going on that are interesting, including this story about a group of creative USC students who turned one of last Friday's April Fool's spoofs into reality. This is very interesting. Alex Goldfein, as you know, is our technology tailor. He's followed this story and explain next to you what happened on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Earlier this week, I told you about one online April Fool's joke from Google, which touted allowing users to control its Gmail email service with their body. It's silly, goofy, fun, and funny, and wouldn't you know it, not so much of a joke. After all, a group of students at the University of Southern California's Institute of Creative Technology made it a reality, using the same motions that Google used in its joke online video. To open an email, the students make a motion like they're opening an envelope with their hands. To reply, they point over their shoulder with their thumb. And to send a message, you lick a stamp and place it down on your knee. The students use a customized version of Microsoft Xbox's motion sensing controller called the Kinect to make all this work. The point, if there is one, is that in technology, if you can dream it up, even if it's only a joke, there are smart people who can make it a reality. I'm Alex Goldfein.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. It's Friday. Jennifer and Richie and I are all over things that are going on, and now we're really getting ourselves attached to Facebook. I thought there's an interesting new draft of a plan that Homeland Security has put together. According to the rules they want to put into place, Richie, the government would be able to use Facebook and Twitter to post terror alerts.
It just makes so much sense.
I like it.
The system would replace the five color-coded terror warnings, which are ridiculous anyway. You walk through the airport. The government has decided, or the Department of Homeland Security has decided, the current threat level is orange. What the hell does that mean to anybody? Nobody knows what that means.
And the one that it always is yellow, and that's just like who likes that?
Another way of scaring people.
Who chose those colors?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. The new system will be in place by the end of April. Okay, so the other question that I have for you, beside our focus on favorite first ladies, is to ask you, what personal flaw has turned out to be a blessing in disguise? Would you post that, Richie, and we'll talk about it during the course of the morning here and there. What personal flaw do you have that's turned out to be a blessing in disguise?
I'm a great kisser. Oh.
Yeah. Good for you.
Working on this show.
That's it. There you go. 800-510-8255, too, if you want to share it that way. It's 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
I'm sorry. Winning. Starting to get the concept now?